What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're going to talk about Galway's problems and how they might be resolved with a panel of Galwegians. Rose Conway Walsh, Sinn Féin TD for Mayo. Not really Galwegian, but at the same time, very familiar with what's going on here. Hildegard Nocton, who's a Minister of State at the Department of An Taoiseach, Government Chief Whip, Minister of State for Public Health, Wellbeing and the National Drugs Strategy. And Pádraig Ó Céada, eminent businessman and someone who has a can-do attitude to everything. If you were running Galway, Pádraig, what would you do?
Oh, where will I start with that? First of all, to me, Galway is the best city in the world. No two ways about it. So it's got a huge amount going for it, but it's got big challenges. Transport, which you mentioned earlier.
Now, can I just clarify something with you?
Yes.
We talked yesterday about Galway being the city of the eternal weekend. It's a weekend that lasts 7 days of the week because it's just a fun city. But someone else said to me, it's a city where ambition dies. The graveyard of ambitions, because the living is too good and too easy for people to really get too bothered about anything.
Yeah, what's that song that the sentence says, living is easy?
Yeah.
And when you come to Galway, you think of the Simon and Garfunkel song, which says, slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
So and they do that in the traffic out here every morning.
Look, that's another issue. But Galway is the graveyard of ambition. You always hear it from professional bankers and so on and so forth. And they come to Galway, they want to stay here, they want to leave. But Galway is getting really congested and really, really difficult and getting more and more challenging all the time. So we do have big issues. We had an amazing, actually, Cork man living in Galway for years and unfortunately passed away way before his time a few years ago, Chris Coughlin. Maybe some people here might remember him. And he was very involved in the Chamber of Commerce. 20 years ago, Chris in the Chamber of Commerce was pushing for better transport in and around Galway and public transport and so on. That, to me, that and housing are our two biggest needs, quite frankly, in Galway.
Now, long before the housing crisis became the dominant headline politically, in Galway, we were doing items on students not being able to get accommodation.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was because of Airbnb that people decided those houses would be better off being rented to tourists, a lot more revenue for maybe a lot less effort. So Galway's had an accommodation crisis even predating the current one, hasn't it?
It had, but it's far more significant now. And also, in fairness to the university, they've built up quite a significant amount of student accommodation, and they got good support, I think, from the state in relation to that. And that's very, very positive. Having said that, it's not enough, but it's very much a move in the right direction. So, yeah, accommodation is very, very difficult in Galway. And also, in relation to student accommodation, there's a preference for students coming in for the first time, first-year students. So then second-year students have to actually go and find someplace else quite frequently. So there's a bottleneck there as well.
All right, so we'll come back to you on solving the problems. I should go to you, Hildegard. Galway is a thriving city. I mean, you can tell the income is, I'm sure, largely from the tourist euro, the tourist dollar. But someone said to me last night, I think it was Paul Grealish, that they don't want the situation to arise in Galway where you come to Galway and the only people you meet are other tourists, that you don't get the genuine Galway experience anymore because Galwegians will just stay out of the city and leave it to the visitors.
Yeah, I agree with Pádraig there in relation to Galway. Such positivity. We have this medieval city. It is a tourist city. It feels like a town sometimes, that kind of country feel as well. But there's not just, I suppose, tourists here. We have a really thriving business sector, med tech, life sciences here. We've had hundreds of jobs announcements, and we've people, as what we want here as well, to people living in the heart of the city centre. And that's why we have developments there like Canth Station. I know you were talking to the Port of Galway earlier, and they have very ambitious plans there for residential housing there on the Docklands area. So it is about revitalising our city centres as well. But like people, you talk about the graveyard of ambition, but at the same time, people want to live and work here. And that's why we have so much foreign direct investment coming here. We've 100 new jobs in Athenry, which you would say, okay, is outside the city, but we need also to be looking at our, I suppose, our suburbs and expanding job creation into the county area. And that's where the transport then needs to, I suppose, meet that. And that's why the importance of that rail line between Athenry and Oranmore and the city is really important, with that twin tracking, the development of Oranmore train station, where people can live in the likes of Athenry, Oranmore, and commute into the city centre, where you can get off the train at Canth Station, just off Eyre Square. So you have people living in the city is the goal, but also that we're ensuring that the transport, the bus, the cycling, the walking facilities are there as well.
Why does it take from the late 90s to 2023 to reach a full stop on a ring road?
I suppose, to cut a long story short, there's been, I suppose, a number of objections over the years, and everyone here listening from Galway knows this. We know that the ring road is within Bord Pleanála now again, so I would hope that within the next 9 months there will be a decision in relation to that, and Galway County Council are working with
them. This seems to me to be a technical matter about looking at the government's climate policy and so on, and maybe overlooking it in the case of Bord Pleanála. The government's climate policy, how many pages might it be? 100 pages? Something
yes, like. And
I'm just wondering how long it takes on Bord Pleanála to read. Because effectively, you're telling me it might be 9 months. When I hear that, it's probably going to be a year and 9 months, or maybe more. What is it about them that they can't get the finger out and just get it done?
I was as disappointed as anyone. First of all, it's important. It is going through a planning process, but I think I am on the record previously as being in favour of the Galway City Ring Road. So the Bord Pleanála are taking the Climate Action Plan into account now. As I said, I was disappointed as well in
and
the fact
just,
that I had to
go
back.
Do you believe it's just optics?
No.
They have to have a certain amount of time to pass. So it appears that they've, you know, got their microscopes on and they're looking at this forensically, because they can't be seen to just rubber stamp something because a mistake was made.
Well, if they hadn't taken the Climate Action Plan into account, they have to do so now. So there has to be due diligence. They have to work with the County Council, who will supply the environmental impact assessments and all of that. And I know there is over and back between Bord Pleanála and Galway County Council in relation to this. But suppose the fact is that we need to take the cars out of the city in order to make room for the cycle lanes, the bus lanes, which are really important. And a lot of your callers calling in there today, we're dealing with a medieval city. So we need to be able to make room for these bus corridors. So we need to make sure that we can take the cars out of the city to generate that.
And I think that's it. Personally, thanks for coming to Galway. I think it's very important that stations like News Talk come to Galway and come to the West. So I very much want to welcome you here, and I enjoyed listening to your programme on the way up from Mayo. And I think we agree on a lot of things here that need to be done. But the question is, why haven't these projects been delivered? Now, there's two things nationally, I suppose, that hopefully will help that in some way. And that is why we're calling for the publishing of the Capital Works Management Framework. I think that needs to be published, and also the public spending code as well, to be able to fast track these projects. But it's unacceptable that Bord Pleanála wouldn't take cognizance of the climate action plan, that a major mistake like that would be made. And that's further delays all the time. And we see the impact that it's having. One of the really exciting things about Galway is the innovation here and the expertise. And, you know, you can feel it. When you talked earlier on to Kenny Deary from the Chamber of Commerce and the CEO of the port, they have all the ideas. They just need to be facilitated and supported and resourced in a proper way. Now, we're really concerned as a party, I suppose, in looking at the region as well. If we look at the EU competitiveness index, we see that the West and the Northwest region is in the bottom 7%. I don't think we can ignore those statistics. So while Galway is doing really well, and while you have the really innovative people there, I am concerned that we are holding these people back, whether it be in terms of renewables and in terms of other things. We have two universities here. We have NUIG, and we have the huge potential of the Atlantic Technological University as well. So there's huge room for development, for improvement, for game to, for changing the West and for addressing the real regional imbalance that all exists right. there. But the government need to acknowledge that there is a regional imbalance as well in the first instance.
I mean, the long-term planning seems to be you develop these four major cities outside of the Dublin area. I mean, you've got your Limerick, your Galway, your Cork, and perhaps one other, Waterford might be one of those centres, to try and starve Dublin of some of the population mass and the activity and all of that, to try and stop choking Dublin and give every other part of the country its share. But in fairness, I mean, there was a time when a trip to Galway from Dublin was a bit of a chore. Mm. It's not a chore anymore. I mean, the motorway delivers me virtually seamlessly door to door.
There's some developments here, but I think what was really alarming for us as well in the West over the last couple of weeks was around the extension of the Western Rail Corridor, but also the N17. And we need a joined up government. It seems like the parties are separated in terms of their approaches to this. And I really would ask government to sit down and work out what the clear message is coming from, because we're getting mixed messages in the West.
Hildegard, is that a problem, that the green tail of the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government has certain philosophical arguments against cars, for example? Build a ring road facilitates cars. They want us to give up cars where possible, therefore philosophically the ring road is the wrong way to go, the wrong way to spend money.
I don't agree with it. The ring road I don't agree with that assessment. The ring road is in the National Development Plan. We will have, I suppose, 80% of our electricity now based on renewables by 2030. We'll have more electric vehicles on the road. Just because you have a climate action plan, it doesn't mean you don't build any more roads. And to be very clear on that, buses use roads, articulated trucks use roads. We need it for our supply chain. And just in relation to the West, we are thriving here in the West. If you look at the amount of investment from Heather Humphrey's department alone, €350 million from her department alone was invested in the Western region. So to say it's not thriving is completely false. Here are the facts. 60% of foreign direct investment is outside of Dublin. I've just listed off a number of companies here like Dexcom, Planet Payments, Zerotech, Chanel Mechanics, hundreds of jobs coming here to Galway and to the Western region because of exactly what you just highlighted there, Rose. Our University of Galway, Atlantic Technological University, they're coming here for our people, our talent, that creativity, that innovation, and they don't make these long-term investments lightly. They're here for the long term because of this thriving, but we can't rest on our laurels either. We have to make sure we remain competitive.
Quite clearly, things have been done. You can get to the Knock Airport in, what, an hour and a half from here? You can get to Shannon in an hour, all going well, once you escape the congestion of the city. So, it is well served by those kind of transport links. Porrick, again, your solution to the problems.
Well, first of all, I live in Spittal, Spittal. It took me over an hour to get in here this morning. Now, if I'm going to Dublin, which I was yesterday, I came home late last night, takes me, depends what time I go, but I leave any time from 7:30 in the morning onwards. It takes me an hour and 45 minutes to get the race course. I can actually get...
Then your journey begins.
Then my journey begins, exactly. So there's a huge, huge bottleneck. In actual fact, the infrastructure is not growing at the pace of communities and societies. I think that's our single biggest problem. The solution is interesting. You mentioned Limerick there earlier. In Limerick, Michael Noonan, when he was Minister for Finance, he brought a group of people together. He brought the City Council and he brought some politicians together and some civil servants and also business people. And this is a group that's actually chaired by Dennis Brosnan. And the amount of changes and development that they did, connecting joint up thinking between business people and public service, is absolutely amazing. That model should be brought in here. Actually, Michael Noonan told me when I was in the Shannon a number of years ago, he said, Porrick, I'd be delighted to go to Galway to actually share with you the model that we created in Limerick. And fair play to Limerick. They've moved, not only in hurling, they've moved on in other ways as well.
And now, one of the things that strikes me is that in Dublin, there is the North Circular Road and the South Circular Road. Mm. They're now inner city roads. Mm. And then we went out further. There was a road through Temple Oak on the south side, the Griffith Avenue on the north side. And then you end up with the M50. And people are saying, well, we actually need an M50 type thing a bit farther out. So my question to you, Galway, Porrick, is if they do build the ring road, will it be fit for purpose? Because they've built an awful lot of roads around Galway in recent times, and the congestion is baffling. You're saying, here are all these roads, all these junctions, but then there are shopping centres feeding onto them and all sorts of complicated things that prevent the traffic from moving smoothly. So if you have a ring road, will it be an M50 motorway type ring road that will allow smooth passage of traffic from east to west and back again?
The ring road will help significantly, but that's not the sole answer. A huge part of the answer is public transport. That's a huge. So you're not going to have a solution without really good public transport.
Breaking eggs when you make the omelet, because looking at the way coming into Galway from either side, if you're going to give buses priority and bus connects, and there is a bus connects plan here, you're going to have to take steel roadway from the private car.
And that has to be done, Pat. There are tough decisions to be made for the sake of the public and the people who are living here and who want to live here. Another thing that I think needs to be discussed as well, and that is cyclists. We need to have a proper, safe lane for cyclists, not only around Galway, but going out towards Moycullen and Connemara and going out towards Clare Galway and Ordinmore and so on. And that needs to be done very, very, very quickly.
Yeah, and that is one of the imperatives. But again, you have to take road space to make it safe for cyclists. And so many tourists actually take to the bike.
And that's why I think the joined up thinking and the interconnectedness is very important. So it isn't one or the other. And that's why I would certainly support, we would support what's been put forward in terms of an envoy to bring all of these things together. So did you have the cyclists? Because the impact of all of this, we have to remember, and you said about people living here, but also we want people who work here. People have to work in the hotels and hospitality across the board. They have nowhere to live. And then if they're blocked from travelling in, how are they supposed to get to their jobs? We see that there was only 10 properties last month for rent for less than €1,000 in Galway. So you're pricing the workers out of the market, and the impact that that will have on growth and productivity and the opportunity cost of it, I think, is very serious.
So finally, we'll have to leave it here now. But last words, if you could wave that magic wand, Hildegard, what would you do?
So there's a lot of plans in our NDP. So it is about our transport issues, absolutely. Walking, cycling, the Bus Connects programme, Cross Italy Links, getting that ring road up. But also we have huge plans for our hospitals, elective hospital in Merlin Park, an interim measure which will be up and running by next year. And there is a huge amount of investment that will continue here. And we do have that joined up approach, actually. The Galway Chamber with our universities, with industry, are meeting with elected representatives in relation to ensuring that Galway gets the... adequate funding.
Porrick, if you had that magic wand, just one thing rather than the whole lot.
Ring road.
Ring road. Yes. Full stop. All right. We will leave it there. Thank you all for joining us here in the Galmont Hotel this morning. Rose Conway Walsh, Sinn Féin TD for Mayo and spokesperson on public expenditure, the National Development Plan and Reform. Hildegard Nocton, Minister of State at the Department of an Taoiseach, Government Chief Whip, Minister of State for Public Health, Wellbeing and the National Drug Strategy, and Porrick O'Cady. So many titles attached to Porrick's name. But entrepreneur and, as I said, a man with a mission in virtually every sphere in which he's operated. Thank you very much all.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.